What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Nova Lane here, and welcome back to Unfollowed. Ever feel like you're scrolling through a never-ending stream of curated perfection online? Like everyone else has it all figured out except you. You know that feeling when your feed just feels overwhelming? Well, I get it. Trust me, the digital world can be a double-edged sword. It connects us, inspires us, and provides endless entertainment, but it can also become this pressure cooker of comparison and unrealistic expectations. And let's face it, building healthy relationships online can feel like navigating a minefield sometimes. But guess what? We're not here to just survive the digital jungle, we're here to thrive in it. So buckle up, because today we're diving deep into the world of building genuine connections, online relationships that nourish your soul instead of leaving you feeling drained and empty. First things first, remember that online interactions are still human interactions. We're all just trying to find our place, connect with like-minded people, and share our experiences. Don't let the filters and carefully crafted captions fool you. Everyone has their own struggles, insecurities, and triumphs. Be authentically you, even if it means being a little vulnerable. Next up, be mindful of your digital footprint. Think about what you're putting out there into the world. Are you sharing content that reflects your true values and passions? Are you engaging in conversations that are meaningful and constructive? Remember, your online presence is a reflection of who you are, so make it something you can be proud of. Let's talk boundaries. You know those invisible walls we erect to protect ourselves? They're super important online too. Don't feel obligated to respond to every message or comment, and don't be afraid to unfollow accounts that drain your energy or bring negativity into your life. It's all about creating a space where you feel safe and comfortable being yourself. Speaking of boundaries, be cautious with sharing personal information online. You wouldn't hand over your address and phone number to a stranger in real life, right? Treat your digital interactions with the same level of respect and caution. Think before you post, and remember that once something is online, it's out there forever. Lastly, remember that true connection takes time and effort. It's not about racking up followers or likes, it's about building genuine relationships with people who share your interests, values, and aspirations. Engage in meaningful conversations, offer support when you can, and be a friend to those who need it most. Okay, picture this. You're scrolling through Instagram and you come across a post from someone you admire. They seem to have the perfect life, right? They're traveling the world, attending exclusive events, and their photos are always flawlessly curated. You might find yourself comparing your own life to theirs and feeling inadequate or envious. But here's the thing. That person's online persona is just a tiny glimpse into their reality, a carefully constructed highlight reel. Remember, social media often presents an idealized version of ourselves and others, and it's easy to get caught up in the comparison game. So, what can you do? Well, start by focusing on your own journey. Celebrate your achievements, big or small, and remember that everyone has their own unique path. Instead of comparing yourself to others, use social media as a platform for inspiration and connection. Engage with content that uplifts you, follow people who share your interests, and build genuine relationships with those who make you feel good. Remember, building healthy online relationships is all about authenticity, intentionality, and respect. Be true to yourself, be mindful of your interactions, and focus on creating connections that nourish your soul. We've covered a lot today, from the importance of being authentic to setting boundaries and remembering that social media is just a snapshot of reality. So, let me recap. Online relationships are about building genuine connections with people who share your values, interests, and aspirations. Be yourself, be kind, be mindful, and don't be afraid to unplug when you need a break. Alright, my friends, that's it for today. I hope this episode has given you some valuable insights on navigating the world of online relationships. Remember, building healthy connections takes effort, but it's so worth it. Now go out there and make some awesome digital connections. And don't forget to share this episode with your friends. Let's spread the word about building a more positive and connected online world together. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.